to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the ThicWhois PDP Working Group on the 13th of November. On the call today we have Mark Anderson, Ray Fassett, Alan Greenberg, Volker Grayman, Steve Metelitz, Mikey O'Connor, Susan Proser, Norman Ritchie, Tim Rees, Jill Titzer, Leah Weinberg, Jennifer Wolf. We have apologies from Michael Shoah, Don Blumenthal, and Jonathan Tenenbaum. From staff, we have Marika Connings and myself, Julia Charbolin. I would like to remind all participants to please state your mind before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Julia, and welcome all. This is Mikey O'Connor, your interim chair, ably assisted by Marika Connings and Volker Grayman as our GNSO liaison. And just check out Volker's comment. Oh, okay, Volker needs to drop off at the end of the hour. We'll see how we do. We're scheduled for 90 minutes on this call because we've got sort of a pretty packed agenda, but if we stay at this number of participants, I bet we can actually get through this in an hour. The agenda's off on the right, and I'll sort of run through that really quickly, and then we'll check in on statements of interest, and by that time see if some more folks have joined. This call is largely the Get Things Underway call, so we'll spend some time introducing ourselves to each other just to find out who we are and sort of where we're coming from. We'll talk a bit about the underlying principles of transparency and openness that drive this process. We'll have an election for the leadership. We'll talk about sort of background materials that have already been prepared on this topic that people should be familiar with. We'll begin sketching out a work plan and work on our next meeting. We've probably got a little bit of work to do there because we had late-breaking results on the doodle poll where quite a few people couldn't make it to this time, so we'll probably have to do that over again. So that's sort of the outlines of the agenda. Are there any additions or changes that people want to make before we pause for the statements of interest stuff? Okay. What you see on the screen in front of you is the list of participants that have signed up for the working group so far. And as you can see, some of you have not completed a statement of interest yet. And so part of the price of admission is that in order to participate, you do need to complete one of those, and so expect to be nudged by the Secretariat mercilessly until you do, so it would be a good idea to get that complete. And since this is the first call, I think it's safe to say that we can skip the changes to statements of interest because this is our first call. So I'm not going to do that, but we will in subsequent calls. You can expect that whoever's leading the call will pause for a minute right at the beginning of the call and ask people if their statement of interest has changed. And the underlying reason for this is just so that we can all remain up to date on where people are coming from, what their interests are, and so on. So that's what is going on with that. But since we're in the initial call, I think we can skip that today. The next agenda item is to just walk through each of us, not very long. We don't have a whole lot of time for this, but please do introduce yourself. Give a little bit of a sense of what constituency you're in and the point of view that you're bringing to this conversation. And one thing that I would add to this is if there's some special talent or some special interest or some special contribution that you feel would be useful to a group like this, this would be a good time to sort of let the rest of us know about it. Because we are the resource to doing this work, and it's always good to know what we can do. So I think we'll just go down the participants in in order. Over on the left side, you can see the list of participants. So Alan is first, so he's going to get to kick this off, and we'll just work our way down the list in that order. And if anybody comes in after, we'll pick those folks up at the end. So, Alan, do you want to kick off the introduction cycle?
I'll do that, and I'll be introducing both Alan and Alan too.
Yeah, I was going to say you're
for the second day in a row, Adobe
clone.
For a second day in the row, Adobe freezes up on me, and I have to restart the whole thing. And I don't know why. Anyway, I'm on the at-large advisory committee. I'm also the ALAC liaison to the GNSO, and I have a rather strong interest in this particular subject, and I was a very inactive vice chair or co-chair of the drafting team. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Armor?
Yeah, hi. My name is Armor. I'm the non-commercial users constituency. I'm a relatively new member, and looking forward to working with everyone here.
It's great to have you. We have a number of new members, and one of the things that Marika and I were talking about a little bit before the call is much of what's going on this call, I think, will be very helpful and informative to you. But if at the end of the call, some of you who are new are feeling overwhelmed or confused, two important points. One, don't be shy about asking the leaders of the working group and Marika questions, either on the list or directly. And the other is that if people feel the need, we might schedule another call for new folks to sort of bring them up to speed on things like how all this Adobe stuff works and statements of interest and so on and so forth. So don't feel shy about asking for more information, because bringing new people into the working group process is a very important part of what we do here at ICANN, and we really want to help you with that. So thanks, Amr.
Thank you.
Barb, go ahead. Barb Rosen, are you maybe on mute? Or maybe not on the call? Or maybe having trouble getting off mute? Sometimes that takes a while. I'll give it one more try. And then, Barb, if it gets cleared up, just mention something in the chat, and I'll circle back to you. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Sorry, I just want to make sure I wasn't on mute. Hi, I'm Jennifer Wolf. I am really excited to join the working group. I am the NOMCOM non-voting appointee to the GNSO Council, so very excited. This is my first working group, so please bear with me and have some patience as I learn the process, but very excited to be involved. I do digital strategy consulting with brand owners, so I certainly have an interest in this topic as it relates to helping brand owners protect their brands. But as a NOMCOM non-voting, my goal is to be very neutral and represent all Internet users in this important issue.
Thanks, Jennifer, and welcome to your first working group.
Thank you. And
great.
I apologize. I have to leave at 11. I have another call starting, so I apologize if I drop off right around 11.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a fair amount of attrition at 11, so we'll try and push to, or at the top of the hour anyway, and so we'll try to push to get this done by then. Barry Cobb, are you here as a staff person or as a working group participant, Barry?
This is Rick. I think Barry hasn't joined the bridge yet, but he's here as a staff member.
Oh, good. I didn't know he was. Is he going to be helping on this one? That's great.
No, Barbara is actually the backup, but I think Barry's also interested in this issue. So I said he's not a working group participant.
Okay. Let's see. Jill, I think you're next.
Hi, Jill Titzer. I am actually, this is my first working group. I just started in this type of role about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I met some of you at ICANN in Toronto, and I'm going to be participating from a registrar perspective.
Great. Which registrar are you with?
GoDaddy.com.
I've heard of them. I'm a customer of them. Cool. Well, welcome, Jill. It's great. Jonathan. Is Jonathan on the call? I saw him.
Jonathan Zook?
Oh, good. You are on. Go for
it. Yes, I'm here. I know there's a few Jonathans floating around the community. This is Jonathan Zook, and I'm the head of a trade association based in Brussels that represents small and medium-sized ICT companies, a lot of mobile app developers, and we're a member of the IPC, and our members are, deal with a lot of issues related to IP and consumer protection, and so we have an interest in a robust WHOIS system for those purposes.
Great. Leah Weinberg.
Hi, all. I'm Leah Weinberg. I work at Google. I'm an attorney at Google. Primarily, I would say I'm a part of this working group as a representative of Charleston Road Registry, the registry business that will be affiliated with Google. And I would say one of the things that drew me to this, I'm new to ICANN, but I'm fairly interested in the privacy aspects of WHOIS, so that's a piece that I'd love to participate in.
All right. That's great. There are a number of people on this call who will join you in that interest. Mark?
Hi, this is Mark. I've also got Joe Waldron on the phone with me as well.
Hi, this
is
great.
Joe. So Mark and I are participating in this representing VeriSign. So we've definitely got an interest in the topic and discussion. So
is Keith going to join as well, or are you guys the VeriSign guys for this one?
I think we're going to be the representatives from VeriSign.
Ah, great. Well, welcome. It's great to have you here. Norm.
Hi. So my name's Norm Ritchie. I'm with the Internet Systems Consortium, and we're providing registry services for a number of new GTLD applicants. Also, a lot of my colleagues are very active in the ITF RFC definitions around WHOIS as well.
Ah, right. Okay, cool. Oh, dear. I'm going to wreck your name, Odison. Opie, or? I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but anyway, take it away.
This is Rick. I don't think that Opie is actually on the conference bridge.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll circle back around if they join. Ray, you're next. You may be muted, Ray.
All right, thank you.
Ray is here.
Oh, there we go. Go ahead, Ray.
What did you need from me? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is just the introductions, just who you are and why you're interested.
Ray. Okay, thank you.
Stuff like that.
Thank you. Okay, Ray Fassett. I'm with the .jobs registry. My interest in this is primarily, right now, as most probably know, .jobs does run a thin WHOIS. And understanding the implications of a thick WHOIS and how that could potentially impact our operations is something we have interest in. And but with that said, we're also very open to the idea of a thick WHOIS as well. There's no preset determinations or anything. But that's my introduction and my interest in this particular working group. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Okay, let's see. Roy, I think you're next.
Hello, sir.
And Ray, I think you might want to mute. Sorry, Roy, I'm cutting you off, but I think it's Ray's line that's got a lot of noise on it. Somebody's got a very noisy line anyway. And maybe the operator can help us with figuring out which line that is and getting it muted. Go ahead, Roy.
Yes, no problem. First of all, I wanted to thank you for conducting this meeting. It's very reassuring to have you guiding the group. I wanted to also let you know that I'm new to the process as well. I come from the point of view of I'm a librarian. That's my first profession. And so I'm interested in this process from the point of view of human rights and in particular the privacy aspect as well. And I'm looking
Great.
Forward to working with it.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Steve, you're next.
Yes, thank you, Mikey. I'm Steve Metallitz. I'm with the intellectual property constituency. I'm a lawyer, and I represent a coalition of copyright industry companies and groups called the Coalition for Online Accountability. Their primary interest in ICANN matters is access to and accuracy of who is data. So that's why I'm participating in this group.
Thanks, Steve. Susan, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Mikey and everyone. I'm Susan Prosser. I am with Domain Tools and part of the Registrar Constituency Group. Domain Tools is a data provider, including Whois data, and so as that, I have a very near and dear interest in Whois policy development. I don't have an opinion one way or the other how Thick Whois comes out of this, but I know it's a very important development within the community as a whole, so I'm very intrigued and interested in participating. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Tim, go ahead.
I'm Tim Ruiz with GoDaddy.com as well. Main interest, GoDaddy.com, of course, is a registrar, so our main interest in participating is just how any outcomes might affect registrars, of course, and as equally important would be the impact on our customers. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. TT?
Hi, all. TT here. With the Atlas AIRA, interest in the working group, it's an interesting one. I come from an academic background, so I'm looking for that we can achieve a balance between access, privacy, and security, and really also making sure that the human angle to our discussions is not forgotten as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Titi. Volker?
Hello, I'm Volker Greimann. I'm General Counsel with Key Systems, and I'm on the GNSO Council since the Toronto meeting, and I've been appointed as a Council Liaison. My interest in this is mostly reporting to the GNSO Council, as well as representing the registrar side in gauging how this will affect our customers.
Thanks, Volker. I've got a few people that have joined since. I'm going to work in a funny order. So, Opie, if you're on the call now, why don't you go next?
Hi, my name is Opie Odusso. I'm in Nigeria. I'm interested.
Oh, dear. Did we just lose Opie?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You
can
dropped
you
off.
Hear me?
Yeah.
I'm basically running, my interest is basically from a CCTLD standpoint, and we currently use a thin client. So I'm interested in seeing what the thin client will offer, and primarily from a CCTLD perspective.
Ah, great. Well, that'll be, I think this will be interesting and informative. Oh, dear. So whoever's keeping an eye on the bridge needs the, well, it's gone. Good. Avery, do you want to go next? I'm working off a private chat with Marika, and then I'll pick up the other folks that came on.
Okay, yeah. I'm Avery Doria. I'm part-time with .gay LLC and a member of the SCSG. My interest in this group and in Whois is to look at the the risks to people when they switch from having a registrar in a safe place like Europe and having to switch to a SIC who is with a registry in a less safe place for privacy.
Thanks. Let's see. Amr, I think. Did we do Amr? Amr, have you introduced yourself yet? I can't remember.
I did earlier.
Okay. Sorry.
You want me to go again?
No.
All right. Okay.
That's the appropriate way to handle stupid questions right. from Mikey, though. That was precisely the correct response. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody that has not had a chance to introduce themselves? That's maybe a better way to go. Okay, looks like we've got the list. Let me wrap this up just with my introduction. I'm an entrepreneur that retired about 15 years ago. I was, before being an entrepreneur and making a bunch of money, I was a pretty successful executorial manager type guy. And big 8/6/4/3 consulting type guy. And my interest in ICANN is mostly just that I really enjoy the corporation and the people that I know here. But as you'll see on my statement of interest, way back in the early days of .com, 1993 or 4, I got 7 or 8 very, very generic domain names, and I have ever since been trying to figure out what to do with them. And 4 of them are now exact matches to applied for top-level domain strings. So I am interested, both from a technical and a policy standpoint, in what's going on, but I don't really have a dog in this particular fight. And that was part of the reason why I worked fairly hard on chairing the drafting team, is because I didn't and don't really have a strong opinion about this. I was also on the working group that came up with the recommendation to suggest this, and I will periodically inject that perspective if others don't. But there are others on the working group that will be able to do that as well. So that's my introduction. Last call for folks who want to introduce themselves before we move on to the next. Marika, I'm sorry.
Yes. Hi, this is Marika. Just for those of you who don't know me, I'm with ICANN staff since 2008 and responsible for supporting some of the policy development activities that take place in the GNSO Council or in the GNSO, amongst which this working group. So I'm the lead staff support for this working group, but as you've seen, we also have Barbara Roseman, who's a backup, and you know, as a third backup, I think Barry would be willing to do that as well. So we make sure that we always have staff support available to support the working groups in your activities. And maybe just to reiterate as well what Mikey said earlier on this call, for those of you that are new to policy development activities, if at any point you have any questions or like some further background information on some of the processes and procedures, please feel free to reach out to me or any of the other staff members, and then we'll do our best to provide you the information you need to get up to speed.
Thanks, Marika. Some little-known facts about Marika is that in addition to her role as an ICANN staff person, she's also a brain surgeon, and she also leads a rock and roll band. Does a superb job on all three of those things, but she's definitely taking a break from brain surgery today to help us with this one. On to item number 3, principles of transparency and openness. Marika, can I throw this one to you, or do you want me to stumble through it on my own?
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm happy to cover that one. This is basically just a reminder, as per the GNSO Working Group guidelines, that GNSO Working Groups work in an open and transparent manner, which means that a statement of interest need to be submitted, and those are publicly accessible. All calls are recorded and transcribed, and the email list for this working group is publicly archived. So just
to make sure you're as well, you're aware when you send emails to the mailing list, make sure you don't include any information that you don't want to have publicly available on the internet, because we do operate in the mode of transparent and open communications.
Thanks a lot. Okay, now it's time for the election thing. And I think, you know, I'm the interim chair, so at this point I might hand this part of the call over to Marika, since I am also, I've thrown my name into the hat to be the chair as well, and it feels a little awkward to have both of those roles on that particular agenda item. So, Marika, if you could take number four as well, that would be terrific.
Sure. So this is Marika again. So basically, as the agenda item already explains, normally a chair is selected at the first meeting of the working group. It's up to the working group to decide whether they would like to have, you know, one chair, a system of co-chairs, vice chairs. So that's something you may want to discuss. And once you have selected your chair, the GNSO Council is supposed to confirm the chair. It's normally just a formality. So basically the council liaison usually communicates then the choice of the working group to the council for their information. And I don't think we have had any instances where there was any objection from the council to that. So So on that note, you know, Mikey has already expressed an interest to stand for the position of chair. So at this point, I would like to, you know, open the floor to people to either nominate themselves, make nominations for other chairs, express their views on whether they feel there should be co-chairs or vice chairs, or whether it would be sufficient having one chair. So with that, I would like to open the queue. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly endorse the candidacy of Mike. I think from experience I've seen in other groups, I think getting a co-chair to work with him would be the optimal thing, and I don't have any nominations in mind, nor am I volunteering, but I do want to endorse his candidacy and recommend the notion of a co-chair over the notion of a vice chair. The problem with vice chairs is they kind of have to wait for the chair to sort of provide leadership, whereas with co-chairs, they work together, they back each other up, and I think it works more smoothly. Thanks.
Susan? I was going to second Aubrey's nomination of Mikey. As my opinion of co or vice chair, I think it would probably come from Mikey or from the chair himself as to what they want to take on themselves or share the workload of. I think, as Aubrey mentions, it's having a co-chair could sometimes benefit by just sharing the overall responsibility, but I would depend on the chair deciding what they're willing to take on.
Thanks, Susan. And first go to Steve, and then maybe Mikey can respond to Susan's question. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve Metallitz. I would certainly support Mikey as chair, and I'd suggest, based on our success in the drafting team, Alan Greenberg as either vice or co-chair. I can't remember which he was in the drafting team, but I thought the leadership team worked well. So I would put Alan's name forward.
Mikey, do you want to go first, and then Alan?
Oh, let Alan go first. It's fine.
I'll respond the same way I did in the other one. I have a moderately full plate, and I plan to be an active participant in this group. Should Mikey want me as a vice chair, basically to take over chairing responsibilities or someone to bounce ideas off of, I'm willing to do it. I'm not willing to take on the co-chair responsibility and the workload it involves. Plus, I do have I have strong opinions on this, and although I have no problem wearing two hats and moving between them, it's not optimal. But
it's Mikey. You know, I'm fine just chairing this one. And then what we did in IRTP and some of the other working groups, not the most recent one because Avery and James Bladel co-chaired that one, but the one before and I think all of the ones prior to that, we had a single chair, and when there was a meeting that the chair couldn't make, they just found somebody to run the meeting that was good at running meetings. I'm hoping to leverage a lot of you all in terms of doing the work, and so I'm fine either way. If somebody would like to be co-chair, that would be delightful, but if not, I can run solo on this one.
Thanks, Mikey. Anyone else that wants to be in the queue? If not, maybe I can make the suggestion then that there doesn't seem to be any opposition to Mikey's candidature, and there have been some suggestions to either have a co-chair or vice chair, or as Mikey suggested, just a system where there's one chair, but the chair can call upon people to step in if needed. As we do have a couple of people that weren't able to make this call, maybe I can suggest to communicate those findings or our conclusions on that point to the mailing list so people have an opportunity to respond or put forward their candidacy if they would like to, and then maybe we can finalize this discussion during next week's meeting if people agree with that. Hearing no objections, Mikey, I'm happy to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Marika, and thanks all. If your minds change, as people who have worked with me before know, I have a twisted sense of humor and quite enjoy trying to figure stuff like that out. One of the things that came up in the chat is that, maybe what we do is we sort of leave that co-chair slot open as an open question, and if it either seems like a useful thing to add or somebody really wants to do it, we can always bolt it on later. But for now, I'm pretty comfortable doing this one as a chair, and then I'll hand it off to others when I can't make it. The next thing is item number 5, and Marika, I may throw this one back to you. This is especially important for those of you who are new to this process. Marika, tell you what, let me do this one, and then if I miss something or screw it up, you can help me, because I do want to make a few points here. So let's see. Can I run? Yes, I can. Right now, I have control of your screen, right? I can't tell which way it's going on.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So there's really a list of a few things here. I'm going to go through this fairly fast because I want to get to the work plan. I've got a question for the group that I want to make sure we get to before the top of the hour. So if this goes too fast, we can either take it offline or we can pick it up again on the next call. But there, especially for those of you who are new to the working group process, this is important stuff to pay attention to. So the first part of all this is the GNSO policy development process itself, the process that we are in. And there's some background to that that goes back several years. And one of the things that's been going on over the last several years is developing a revised policy development process that was only recently adopted. It's only been in place really since December of 2011. And we are abiding by those rules. So let's talk a little bit about what that looks like. And it's essentially the phases that you see on the screen in front of you, and we are right in the middle. We are the working group. So we are preceded by some steps that have already taken place, and this is some material that all of us need to be familiar with, because ThickWiz is a especially narrow topic, and some of you may be disappointed to find out how narrow it is and may conclude that this isn't a working group that you're actually terribly interested in. So it's important to take a look at the work that's come before, and then we will complete the council. We send our report to the council. The council deliberates on that. They vote on it, and then it goes on to implementation. And almost every arrow in between, there's public comment. There's already been public comment on this, and there will be certainly more before we're done. Now, let's see. I think maybe at this stage of the game, I'm just going to show you this. I'm not going to take you through this whole thing, because going through all these slides would take the rest of the hour. And for those of you who are new, why don't you read these slides? I think the links have been sent to the list and undoubtedly will get sent again. If you find this puzzling, this is the sort of thing that we could either do an offline call or substantial conversation about. Some of us have done enough of this that it would be a repeat, but for those of you who are new, it's extremely important that you find out how all of this works. So I'm not going to take us through all this detail today. Then this, in a way, is a sort of high-level version of the work plan, but the part that's left out is the actual work. One of the things that we will be doing during this is soliciting statements from your constituencies and stakeholder groups, and if you're participating as an individual, you can make a statement too. Those are very helpful, especially at the beginning of the process, because that's the foundation on which we build a lot of the work that we'll be doing. We'll, in this particular one, also go out to some of the other advisory committees and supporting organizations. For example, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee may have some contributions to make to the work that we do. The initial report resulted from those two things, but we're going to probably do the same process again. This is leading, the way this bullet or this slide is structured, this is leading up to the initial report, I'll back completely out of that garage. This is what happens when Mikey presents slides that he hasn't reviewed. Sorry about that. So our big deliverable, and actually the hardest deliverable, I think, is the initial report. The comments then come in, and then we revise that report, and that's our final report. And one of the things that I want to plant in your head now, and we'll pick up again in a minute on that last agenda item, is whether we think we can get through an initial report by early in the year next year, so that we might be able to get a final report done by Beijing, because we have such a long time span. I'm not sure we can make that, but I'd like to plant that as a target in our heads right now as the timing. There's a series of really helpful links, and Alan is raising in the chat the question, is there a link to this presentation for those who haven't seen it yet? And I'm presuming that link might show up in the chat. And this is the nice thing about Vulcan mind meld between me and Marika, is that there is the link to the presentation in the chat now, and then it will also go in the notes that follow this call. Okay, so then quickly through our charter, we are not doing a lot. We are doing one very narrow thing, which is to come up with a recommendation with regard to the use of a thick whois system or structure. I've forgotten the term we use. We labored over it, and I've now forgotten it. By all GTLD registries, both existing and future. So we are not going to get into a whole lot of the broader whois policies. This is a somewhat narrower, somewhat more technical, in a way, issue, although, as many have mentioned, there's certainly some tasty policy issues that we need to get through. I think, at least personally, one of the tastiest is the privacy issue that several people mentioned. So there is policy-type work to do. I don't want to leave that impression. But it's not the whole gamut of whois issues that you might otherwise think of. So here's a little list. Again, this is not something I can run through in this amount of time. But our charter goes into quite a bit of detail about each of these bullets. And I heartily recommend the charter as background reading for those of you who haven't already. The main job that we have to do is to figure out the impact of these kinds of things, or the impact that would be felt if we switched to thick whois for all registries in these dimensions: cost, synchronization, data escrow, impact on privacy and data protection, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is the topic list, and we've got a first start at that in the charter, but we have much work to do on this one. So the charter is highly recommended reading. Then there are a few things that if we decide that thick whois is a good idea, we also need to take a look at some subsequent topics. If we conclude as a working group that thick whois across all registries is not a good idea, then we have a little bit less work to do. Don't let that be a motivator. there are some other things that are going on in the ICANN policy arena that are sort of running in parallel with us. And as we get through our work and they get through theirs, we are going to want to pay attention to what they and we have come up with to bind these things together. This is sort of there are a lot of moving parts in this process. And I'm with Tim on this, actually. Required reading on the charter. Because we worked hard. Those of us who were on the drafting team worked pretty hard, and I think we did a pretty good job on working through that. So I'll second Tim's comment. Let's see. Then there's some other stuff in the charter itself. There's some other stuff that we may need to go through in more detail on the next call, especially the decision-making methodology and the issue escalation and resolution processes. I, as the chair, have a role to play, but you, as members of the working group, have avenues to challenge my work if it's not satisfactory. That's what's cloaked in these bullets. I'm not just the person that runs the meetings. I also make some choices for the group in certain situations, especially around the level of consensus. And if everybody in the group agrees, then we're fine. If not, there is a way for you to challenge those choices and get a second opinion. And so we'll work through that. But again, that's a bit more material than we can handle in this particular call. On the other hand, I always defer to Avery on these kinds of questions, because she built all this stuff and knows it a lot better than me. Go ahead, Avery.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I thought that there was basically a stage between you sort of making your first guesses at where we were on levels of consensus and doing a whole sort of feedback loop with the community, and it's only at the end of the day that you make decisions that, you know, then we'd have to take an appealing motion to. But by and large, I thought it was much more of a cyclical feedback loop.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the reasons I'm so bad at this is that I've never been on one where I actually had to do any of that work, because we always wound up at pretty close to or at unanimous consensus. So I will probably give the decision-making methodology a reread myself, just to make sure I've got that right. And again, it's mostly, you know, I think this is another required reading part of the charter, because that is documented in the charter in some detail. Okay, let's see. Then there's the working group guidelines, and I'm taking a look at time. I'm going to go extremely fast through this because there's way too much material here to cover in the remaining time, and take just a couple minutes for questions and then circle back. Yeah, I'm driving pretty hard to shorten this meeting from 90 minutes to 60 because we have a number of people who need to drop off at the top of the hour, and I want to get a sense of your appetite for pushing pretty aggressively on the schedule. Maybe just a few questions on this and then get to that, and then we'll try and wrap it up. Avery is saying in the chat, I am one who needs to drop off, but there are all sorts of folks. We have pretty dramatic attrition at the top of the hour. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, no comment on this. I would like to mention, make a suggestion under when we start talking about work plan, and I suspect it may be useful to do that before people start dropping off. So
yeah, why don't you go ahead and make it now? Let's go ahead and segue into work plan, because if people have questions about this huge amount of material, we can always take some time on the next call to address them. So go ahead, Alan.
Thank you, Mikey. I noted as we were going through the roll call and people identifying themselves, we have no one from PIR here. And since they are the only registry that has made the decision to go from thin to thick and has experienced the transition, I think it would be useful for us to reach out to them and perhaps get someone to brief us in an early meeting on both their rationale and their experiences, plus and minus, in going through this process.
I think we've
We're not reinventing things.
Yeah, I think we've got two helpful folks there. I think Ray went through it. As I recall, Ray Fassett was at PIR, and then Don Blumenthal from PIR is in the working group. He just did regret
here today. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I still say we should try to get that as an item on the agenda.
Yeah.
Not as onerous as
lessons learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
Thank
sure.
You.
Learn from the experience of others. Yeah, absolutely good idea. I'd like to leave that. I'm not hearing shrieks of pain if we tried to push this fairly fast, because the difficulty with fast is sometimes we don't go as deep as we need to. But I thought that what we did, a number of you were on IRTP C, I think, is the one that just wrapped up, and we tried this fairly aggressive scheduling and then fall back if we need to approach. And I sort of want to do the same approach here and see how it goes. And I mostly just want to try that expectation out on you. And if it makes you crazy, don't feel like this is the last chance you'll have at challenging that. But I want you to know that that's what I'm going to try and do. And we're now 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, and the last agenda item is confirmation of the next meeting. We had kind of a funny thing happen on the doodle poll for this call where we called the meeting at this time, and then a number of people chimed in on the doodle poll saying that the later in the daytime was actually better for them. On the other hand, we've had pretty good turnout on this call, so I think what we will do, Marika and I will circulate a doodle poll with just the three Tuesday times. We won't do the whole shebang. And confirm with the rest of you how that would work out and see if we can settle on a recurring time for this call. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one. This is Steve Metallis. Just one suggestion that might possibly expedite things. You mentioned that one of our jobs is to ask the constituencies, stakeholder groups, advisory committees, and so forth for their views. I think many of them have expressed their views recently, and sometimes cases quite recently, either in comments on the issues report that preceded this effort, or in comments on the .com renewal, where this issue was prominently discussed. So I wonder if the staff might be able to pull together those recent public comments from ICANN entities, and that might help us move more quickly on that first step in the work plan. Yeah. Just a suggestion.
Yeah. Tim.
Regarding the doodle poll that will be coming out for next meeting, will we be selecting a time for a weekly meeting or a time for every other weekly meeting, every other week?
I think if we're going to try for this aggressive thing, that weekly is probably the mode, and that's a good reminder that when we do this poll, we should make it clear that this is for a weekly recurring one-hour meeting, so that people have the right going-in position on that. Does that work okay for you, Tim?
Yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to make sure I understood what the poll was asking.
Yeah. No, that's a good clarifier. I appreciate that. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I just one comment on the time. I was one of the ones who raised the issue of concern with this time because once a month this time conflicts with the monthly at-large advisory committee meeting, which means every ALAC person and most of the at-large people on this group could not participate in essentially one out of three meetings. And I think that would be extremely inappropriate to sort of rule out a significant part of the community at one meeting every month. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems is that we have this narrow band of times that work for people in Europe and the USA. The trouble with those late afternoon early afternoon U.S., early evening Europe, is that it's pretty tough on the European participants. So, everybody's got an ox that's going to get gored at some point or another, but we'll, do our best on that. It's a minute to the top of the hour, and unless there's anything that feels egregiously overlooked, I think we'll stop here. And I think the thing we will do is we will schedule the next call at this time next week. Just so we can keep a meeting schedule going, and then we'll run that doodle poll and see sort of how it pans out for the rest of the cycle. But I don't want to lose a whole week while we're fussing over which time slot we're going to be in. So, Marika, if you could go ahead and call this one for the same time next week, and then we'll tidy up subsequent to that. I think that's our plan. And with that, it's getting pretty close to the top of the hour. Thanks to all for joining. It's my honor and privilege to serve you as chair. I think this will be fun. And for those of you who are new and suddenly feel like an avalanche of information just fell on you, you're not crazy. And Marika and I are more than happy to help you wade through all that. And so with that, we'll call it a day. Julia, can you shut off the recording? And we'll see you in a week.